Good morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. Thursday, September 13th. Thanks for tuning in. So this morning I want to talk a little bit about, it's a subject that I struggle with in the sense of how I can explain it. It's this concept that I have in my head but I just have a hard time putting it into words. And it's this notion of good and bad. And sometimes I describe it as so-called good and so-called bad. And the reason I say that is because, you know, going kind of on the other, on the perception lines, is that good and bad is strictly a perceptive type thing, in my opinion. Because there's no, I mean, I know your religious zealots will talk about altruism and you know, or even maybe non-religious people talk about, you know, doing good for others and you know, being selfless and being altruistic and virtuous and all those types of things. And I get all that. I'm a science buff and I've been reading a lot of books lately. I'm reading a book right now about bees, and you know, I finished it. I'm in the middle of a chapter right now, and in this chapter they were talking about a mason bee, and basically this particular species that they were talking about in this chapter is a very solitary bee. It pretty much lives on its own, and that's the female that makes a nest, and you know, she likes to find a like very small tight spot, you know, tube-like structures, and builds it with mud and pollen and food and whatever, and lays her larva in there, and then they eat their way through it and they come out. Now, on this planet, as a species of any type of animal, the ultimate goal is to survive. I mean, that's why we're here. All this other stuff that we've added, again, you know, these values that we've placed on things, especially as human beings, are just, they're extra. You know, they're not the ultimate goal, I believe, in life. They're fun, don't get me wrong. Hey, it's fun to go, you know, watch your kids play sports and go to a movie and, you know, whatever. I mean, anything. You know, I'm not saying, you know, that we live, we eat, we breathe, we die and reproduce and we go on our way and that's it. It's grungy life. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. But ultimately we've evolved from a amoeba structure or whatever, you know, from, you know, 300-400 million years ago or whatever it was, when we crawled out of the water. But I don't want to get caught down a rabbit hole here of other stuff, but essentially what I'm saying is, when it comes to good and bad, is that this brain that I was born with, plus all my experiences up till now, and then just the evolution of the human brain itself, you know, at some point in our past, our human species or a version of our species, I think, came to the conclusion that there was safety in numbers. You know, like any herd type animal, you know, zebras or whatever, you know, they survive better when they're in groups. And I think for us, it was the same thing. Our species, you know, our ancestors, whatever, millions of years ago, they started realizing that, hey, if we all stick together, this can be beneficial. So they started helping each other, getting food for each other, that type of thing, because it was something that helped them. And so I think that when you recognize someone in your tribe needed something, you did everything in your power to help them, because you knew if you helped them, they would probably help you, and you're off and running. And I don't think back then, when that particular behavior began, and again, I'm not studied up on this, but based on some of the stuff I've read about other organisms and some of the small details I've read about human evolution, that I don't think it was at that time, when they started doing these things, it was altruistic, so to speak. It wasn't, you know, there was no Jesus yet, or there none of that concept. So it wasn't like, okay, God wants me to do this, so that's why I'm helping you. You know, there was none of that. It was just, hey, I'm going to help you because this is going to benefit us. But not even necessarily in a selfish way. Maybe you could say it was in a selfish way. I don't know if they were really thinking that, okay, I'm going to help you. But they were saying that, oh, I'm going to help you because it's going to benefit our tribe as a whole. So I'm trying to get into this notion of this idea of good and bad in our head. And I'm trying to go back and look at the way things were. And how, you know, because I'm a big believer in evolution of things and, you know, our brains and everything that we've evolved from and continue to evolve. But so we knew, you know, our ancestors, whatever, that it was a benefit for me to help someone in my tribe because, again, strength in numbers. So as we downloaded this information into the next generation's brains, it became apparent like that, hey, I'm, you know, I need to help people in my tribe. I need to help people around me. And that it, I think there's something built into us that when we help someone, we feel better. You know, we just kind of feel good, but not because, I think it's instinctual in us that when we help others, we feel better because I know that if I help this person, it can help the survival of my tribe. And not that if you help someone, they're not in your tribe, so to speak. But I think there's something in us innate that goes to that. You know, there's a saying that I heard one time that says, as soon as virtue recognizes itself, it immediately becomes vice. Meaning that when I do something for someone, if I like give a homeless guy $20 and then I turn around and immediately put it on Facebook and say, I was at a stoplight today and I gave a homeless guy $20. It felt good. Now, two ways of looking at that. One, maybe a person puts that up or I put that up because I want to say to others, hey, you know what? You should try this. It makes you feel good. But 9 times out of 10, it's probably the other thing of look how good I am. And there's just this sense that if we do something for somebody, you know, look how good I am. And I don't, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's fine. Because if you're doing something for somebody and even if you're recognizing it and saying, hey, I'm a good person, hey, at least you're still doing something for somebody. That's cool. You know, but I've heard it said before, just be good for nothing. Just do it just to do it. You know, there's something about just, you know, if I hold a door open for someone and as soon as they walk through it, I think to myself, gosh, I'm a good person. You know, but instead, if I just hold it open and then I just walk in and don't even think about it, that's what I'm trying to get to. You know, the functionality of things. You know, these bees I'm reading about now, the ones that do work together in communities, and I haven't gotten to any chapters and specifics on any of those yet. I'm anxious to read those. But I don't think that when they help each other, when they're bringing pollen back, that the worker bees are sitting there thinking, oh, geez, look how good I am. I'm a good little worker bee. No, they're just a worker bee. They go and they do it. They don't even think about it. But again, this consciousness that we have that I believe it has evolved and is physical in our brain, and it's something that is an adaptation that has benefited us in the past and probably now, that I have this ability to recognize myself and I have this ability to say, look how good I am or look how bad I am. And it's not really in the scheme of the universe, having that ego, conscious separation, is not a good thing in my mind. Sometimes it's kind of fun when you stand out at something and it's kind of cool. I mean, I won't lie, you know, I mean, to be recognized for something or, you know, it boosts your ego a little bit, you know. But ultimately, we got to come back home to the reality that there's no separation from this ever-changing flow of the universe. I'm a part of it no matter what. So the notion of good or bad, meaning like I'm going to act within the confines of good or bad, is not necessary. No, I'm going to act in the confines of what's good for the universe. Now, in our society right now, it doesn't benefit me to rip, you know, walk into a store and steal stuff. Okay? I could do it. you know, and whether or not I could live with that or have a conscience about it or whatever, that's immaterial. The bottom line is, I think that those things are innate in us now, because when our tribes were living thousands and thousands of years ago, I don't think, you know, if somebody in the tribe was being lazy and not doing what they were supposed to be doing, again, I don't know this for sure, but it seems to make sense that maybe that person, you know, they went to him and said, hey, you need to pull your weight, because otherwise the whole group doesn't work. And so that person, you know, I'm getting off on something else, so let me just scratch that topic. Again, I told you, this is a difficult thing for me to kind of unpack in my brain, because I have the idea in my head, but to put it out there, you know, with this so-called good and so-called bad. If I were to say to you that you read somewhere that there was a mom that had a baby, and she decided that, you know, when she had this baby, she decided to drop it off at somebody's house and let them raise it for a few years, and then maybe she came back a few years later and tried to take the baby, or you'd say she abandoned the baby, or whatever you'd say. You know, you'd have emotional feelings about a mom that just dropped a baby off at somebody else's house and let them raise it, or whatnot. Now, taking out the specifics of, like, you know, the police would have to get involved, and there'd probably be, you know, maybe, I don't think those people could just have the baby. Just forget that for a second. Just, hey, she dropped the baby off. You'd look at that mother and you'd say, man, she's a bad person. She abandoned her child. But yet, I was reading this morning about, you know, those bees that I was talking about, where they build their nests and put their larva in there, that there's a wasp that is a parasitic creature that will sneak in there when that bee's gone and drop their larva in there. And then that baby, or that offspring, will actually take advantage of that, and they don't raise their own young, basically. They don't care for it. And it's a cuckoo bee, or a cuckoo wasp. I can't remember exactly. I'm probably screwing a lot of stuff up here, but you get the idea. So do we look at that bee and say, oh man, that bee is a piece of garbage. It just drops its young off and goes. Well, no, we don't, because we just look at nature. But yet, because of this consciousness and this society that we've created, which I agree with. I mean, I'm not sitting there saying people should just drop their babies off, whatever. But my point is that we've labeled these things, we've given these things as humans, these emotions of good and bad. And I can't really, I don't feel like I've tackled this subject the way I want to, but I'm still going to put it up. Because as in the very beginning, if you've listened to my podcast from the start, I've said that this thing isn't going to be perfect. It's going to be ugly sometimes. It's going to be rough. It's going to, because I'm still thinking through my thoughts and of how I want to present things. And my brain is constantly evolving. And my podcast career, if I ever have one, is evolving and changing and hopefully getting better. But I mean, I could sit down and write stuff out and think these things out, and maybe in the future sometime I may go to that. But again, that wasn't what the goal of this thing was. I don't believe in good or bad, so to speak. I believe in just doing things to do them. And I will say that when I allow myself to just be a part of instead of apart from, I just feel a little bit better, and good or bad, based on my definition. And I know that religious people say, well, without religion, there would be evil all over the world. And I got to say, I don't think so. Because it doesn't benefit the tribe for me to run around being evil. It might benefit me, and I might actually enjoy being bad or something. But ultimately, I'm going to be shut out and banned, you know, because the way our tribes and our culture are set up, it doesn't allow for that behavior. It doesn't. It stamps that behavior out before it can begin, even, so to speak. I might look at a person that is that way, and I'm not going to say that person is bad. I'm going to say that person is the person they're born with, the brain they're born with, plus all their experiences up until that moment. I can't have somebody that's running around killing people or stealing or doing whatever or causing chaos and again, if you want to label it bad behavior, that's fine. But essentially, it's behavior that's not going to fit in with our tribes and what we've set up. And that's going to take care of itself, in my mind. Because it doesn't benefit. Part of the reason that we're so successful is because of the fact that we're able to work together and think together and do those things. And you can label that good or bad, but that's not ultimately the goal. The goal is the survival. And survival in numbers up to this point has been better. So I don't think there's a need for good and bad. I think things will take care of themselves. Take care.